The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
I've seen that man before. That's Randy Phil.
The other one's some kind of half-man, half-monkey.
It's a massive duplex and not one dragon in sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Marks and Shaggles and Duplexos and everybody, I'm the pay-per-view thrill, Randy Phil, and I've still got Dirty Dave Nitro.
Hi.
Hi, and we're on episode 99.
What would Vince
99,
do?
And we've got 92 WrestleMania. Mikey's still not here. He fucking... So we've got his predictions for 92. Oh, the women's tag match. Tag belts. Liv Who's Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Bayley and Lyra Valkyrie. But I seen that Bayley and her fought for the women's intercontinental. Wasn't Raw there, was it? It was the week before.
Ah, you know, they done a wee pally
Bayley got her cunt kicked in.
And then they've done the wee, oh, we're pals still.
Aye. So Mikey thinks Bailey's going to fucking betray Lyra.
Turn on her.
And he thinks Liv and Raquel are going to retain.
Aye, definitely. Liv's fantastic. Really good wrestler.
I think Bailey and Lyra will win and have Lyra as a double champ. Nah.
Really?
I think so. I want it to go that way. I don't think you're fucking two belts. I think the storyline is going to be they'll both fight again at a pay-per-view for that intercontinental belt.
Right. That's a first match anyway. Right. Something to talk about quickly while we're on the subject of double champs. You know Mox is a double champ?
Pac's injured because Pac's out, say fucked his ankle off a buckle bomb.
Do you think that's fucked things up a bit? Because Mox can't really lose that title until he loses his title, unless obviously one of the other ones take the pin. Do you know what I mean? Maybe fucking the wee bitch takes the pin or something, do you know what I mean? But it seems a weird one, do you know what I mean? It seems a weird one for me to lose the championship and still hold that title, because it would be like, I don't know. Aye, that's that. Back to WWE. I hate this podcast now.
Why? Because you just want to rattle through AEW and you want to talk more about WWE?
I'm even trying to talk about Moxley, mate, to get you interested.
Oh, mate.
You've lost interest in Moxley this time. The last time it was me, I've kind of lost interest in him. But aye, what's going on with the title, man? Out of the fucking suitcase. It's no use to any kind of fucking briefcase.
I was buzzing again for it, and Mikey fucking killed it for me in like one swift fucking comment where it's like, oh, they're building it for Darby Allin. It's like, oh, why the fuck are you building it for Darby Allin?
Oh, I see they're building it for Darby Allin, man.
I don't want that cunt to be champion.
Let's think him, Spick.
Nah. You're getting carried away. WWE aren't they letting him at the fucking Hall of Fame?
Who? Sting?
Aye. Lex Luger wanted Sting to be the one that inducted them, and they've not allowed it to fucking go ahead. I can't mind who is doing it.
Dog shit, man.
Might be DDP, but I'm not sure.
But that would be good too, because obviously he's just helped them.
Aye, that'll be good.
DDP's going to be inducting every cunt, but DDP's going to be like, oh, this cunt's nearly dead. Fucking induct him at the Hall of Fame. Do you know what I mean? DDP's going to be like at the Hall of Fame
for his next guy. DDP award thing,
I know.
For it.
It's going to get to the stage they're going to tell them like a couple of years in advance, listen, you're getting in soon, go and see Dallas. Go and see Dallas, get ready, and we'll see you in a few years at the Hall of Fame. DDP could get me in the fucking Hall of Fame. A few weeks of the yoga and I'd be in.
Well, smash on with the card. So you got AJ Styles versus Logan Paul, and I think Mikey says he's taking fucking AJ Styles for it.
I'm going to go with
Do you want me to go?
No, I'm going with Logan Paul.
You're going with Logan Paul?
I can tell
Paul.
You why afterwards, but I'm going with Logan Paul.
I think I'll go with Logan Paul. I don't know why they would fucking... I don't think it would be that much of a big win for AJ to beat Logan Paul.
I think this...
Get to Logan Paul, give him more heat.
I think this is just a wee jobby match, and I think fucking AJ Styles is going to go back into it with Karrion Kross probably. Because Karrion Kross, oh, you need to win. Have you seen this thing with Karrion Kross doing his hair the way he's trying to talk to some cunt?
What are you on about?
Right, so Karrion Kross, see if you go back and watch any cunt he's tried to get on his side. Like, I think he tried to get Sami Zayn. He tried to get AJ Styles and some cunt else. I can't remember who it was. Was it Andrade, maybe? If you go back, he's done his hair the same way as him every time. If you go back to the last fucking... I only found out because I seen a video on TikTok. But the other night when I seen him in Raw with a pure straightened hair like AJ Styles face to face him and have some stitches. Aye, does his hair look the cunt to try and get the one side? That's his thing.
Oh, no.
Go look at it.
Mate, it doesn't work. It doesn't get any cunt on his side.
Exactly.
All right, then.
Going to go and get Austin next.
I've seen he got his tights designed by the cunt that done AJ Styles tights. Did they mention that on Raw? Was that on the commentary?
I don't know. I'm not.
I think it was on commentary. Fucking Michael Cole says that Karrion Kross got his tights done by the person that does AJ Styles, and that's why it was so similar. It's like, oh, nice. Cool.
That's great. Nerd. That's his thing. That's cool.
Do you think it's going to be Logan Paul because it's a job match and it's going to lead to Karrion Kross? I think it's Logan Paul because he's just going to get more up, and Mikey, the fucking idiots, went AJ Styles.
Aye, because Logan Paul can hold the title and keep him in matches with folk, and it's like a big pop every time because it's
Phil. The damn Paul. Phil. Right, we'll smash on. The next one's the Intercontinental Fatal 4-Way. This will be a banger.
Banger. This is a
banger.
I can't wait for this. Banger. This is my match.
Banger.
I know who I want. I know who I want to win, and I'm going to guess it.
I think everybody's going to go with Dom. Mikey's took Dom.
Dom.
I would take Dom, and everybody's probably going to call it that he fucking Dom pins Finn.
Then we get the Demon.
Oh, the Demon.
Nah, they should do the pen to him.
See if we got the Demon for fucking Mania, and he just batters fuck out of Dom and wins it, and then, like, next night on Raw, fucking Finn's just hugging Dom as if he's no idea what's happened.
The Demon's maybe the title.
It's like, mate, I don't know what happens when that gun shows up, right? That's Dave that's Nitro on the drink. You don't know.
Oh,
what's
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. That is not. It's worse. No, I'm worse. I'm more like Bron Breakker, but tiny. Oh. What's the script behind? Why did he just randomly attack Penta? Like, I know obviously they're going into the feud for the hang, but like, he came out to help Penta. And then I popped for Carlito running away, see, because he got the mad spear the week before. And then he was in the same place, and he was like, fuck that, and just went straight to the ring.
Maggie just jumped better because it's a fatal four way now.
I know, but it felt a bit weird go out because they're jumping them and then, but I'm going to spear this kind of end. But it's because like that. He's like, I'm going to point to the WrestleMania sign. That was that, wasn't it?
Aye.
I spear this cunt, I can point to the WrestleMania sign.
I don't know if I'll take Dom as my fucking prediction. I might go with Penta. I'll go with Penta. You stick with Dom?
Aye, Dom's El Miedo.
What?
Dom's El Miedo.
All right, Dom. No
fear. Right, cool. Take Dom.
That's going to be a fucking class match. Next it was Drew McIntyre versus Damian Priest in a Sin City street fight.
Drew doesn't like priests.
I didn't really pay attention to this. I didn't know it was a Sin City street fight.
What is a Sin City street fight?
I don't know. Because it's just in Vegas. Is Vegas Sin City? Do you think they're going to fucking take it to a casino? Fighting a casino?
Fighting a casino and fucking...
Street fighting a casino. I want to go with Drew, but I want to see who Mikey's took. Mikey's took Damian Priest.
Really? I thought
and
Drew.
I took Damian Priest for the chamber, and he's like, that's a fucking disgraceful call, big man.
Aye, I'm going Drew.
He's slagging me for that, now he's taking fucking Damian Priest. Aye, two for Drew. And...
It's because it's Drew and Punk. That thing. Now Mikey if you love CM Punk. I think he needs
next.
Help.
Who? Fucking
Mikey for his love for CM Punk. Mikey, if that CM Punk thing, it's like
Why are you still going on about making CM Punk? I'm trying to rattle through night two of WrestleMania here. And you bring CM Punk into this podcast more than anything. Mikey's not even here, and you're fucking rattling on CM Punk as well, CM Punk at. And he's not even in this night of WrestleMania. We've already covered that night of WrestleMania. And CM Punk's done.
Right,
and we didn't even need to mention him here. And I'm trying to take this seriously. I'm trying to get through the card. I'm trying to wrap this one up so we can chat a bit of AEW. Because now I want to talk about the Death Riders.
Right, go.
I think they're going to get somebody else in.
Who?
Whoever the fourth man in the Owen Hart tournament is. David Hart Smith.
David Hart Smith.
Fucking British Bulldog son.
Who's the mad one? Was it Teddy? Who's the mad one?
Teddy Hart. I don't know if he's a true Hart.
We made one up, didn't we? We forgot.
Bart Hart.
Bart Hart. Right, we made Bart Hart up. Bart Hart's the one we made up.
Bart Hart's debuting at the fucking... Owen Hart Kurt tournament. What if it's Natalya?
Kreiger wrestled one of the Harts. That's what I was going to say. Is it Teddy Hart?
Teddy.
Aye, that's quite cool. He's the mad one, but still. Still can't wait to wrestle a heart into it.
Mate, he fought Eugene. Did you see Krieger fought Eugene?
Aye, that too. I know he's out there in Canada having a great time.
Who, Eugene? Eugene's out in Canada, getting booked, living his best life, fighting Krieger. I know, I think somebody's going to join Death Riders. I think it might be the wild card. Nah,
Tony,
I don't think
Tony Schiavone.
It would be cool if they fucking put that all together, the wild card for the One Heart Cup tournament.
What if now there's three FTR joining them and they do, they go five and then that's for a fucking 5.5 match?
Aye, a blood and guts.
Because yeah, FTR are kind of like, well, fuck he's now, do you know what I mean? But then they want to beat the Death Riders, don't they? They want the title away from Moxley. Or is that part of, because I thought that's why they kind of turned on the old Copeland.
Take
that up the Copeland end.
aye, right, cool, fuck it, you've talked about it now. Let's get FTR over with Death Riders. Because they don't need the Trios belts anymore. They can go for their fucking tag belts.
They can
go just fucking hodding us. No, they just fought at the pay-per-view. No, I'm back out. I'm out.
How?
Fucking take your sinking ship and shove it up your
ass. They just fought at the pay-per-view and then they turned in Cope after it.
Nah.
How funny was it when they were trying to get the fucking...
David Hartsmith. I hope that's his fucking name. I'm going with him.
David
Hartsmith. He's going to join the fucking Death Riders and he's going to win the Owen Hart Cup and he's going to fucking have a right good time.
Right
I'm good time. I wasn't going to say anything mental.
Right, I'm going to tell you the truth, but right, it's not going to be that right, exciting. It's going to be Juice Robinson.
Ah, mate, do you know a spoiler?
Juice Robinson. No, I just said it. No, I just made it up.
He is healthy too.
Is he?
Fucking...
I just thought about it because I've not seen him in ages. I was going to say Jay
White. Well, I'll pop for that because he's fucking
hard.
Having that right good run.
Aye. Although I feel as if he could have come out and helped. Where are the guns? Are they injured?
I don't know. That's another funny one.
Because I like them. I'll be honest,
Collision. See, I liked Collision back whenever you did have a fucking proper split in your roster because that was the Bullet Club show.
Aye, I like Bullet Club.
They were running it every week.
That was good. They changed it to Bullet Club eventually, didn't they? No, Bullet Club Gold, and then they started calling them something else. Bang Bang Gang.
Stop calling it Bullet Club. Aye, right, sorry. The fucking Collision was the Bang Bang Gang show.
Did you see what he done that time he was on that fucking AEW? He got all the titles. Remember the three Trios titles at one point? There was like three different Trios titles. And he got all the titles to attach them all together, right? And he was sitting and he was like, oh, it's just me, RJ. And then he starts pulling them, right? And he's pulling them for ages. And then he gets to the end and all the guns come jumping in.
good. Good shit.
I know. I like Jay White.
Right, come on. Let's smash on with WrestleMania. So, the Triple Threat women's match for the Women's World Championship. Io Sky, the champion, taking on Bianca Belair from winning the Elimination Chamber, and Rhea Ripley, who just fucking put her name on a contract.
I know.
I miss those old rules when you could just fucking interrupt it and just slap your name on it and it counts.
I know. It's quality.
When else has that happened? The only other time I can remember top of my head was Benoit and Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
I remember one time it happened. I'm sure it happened to my dad with my mum. Or something. My mum was like, sign that. My dad just signed it.
No.
It was fucked. No. I don't know. No, I don't think that happens. I remember the time, do you remember the time Austin, it was Undertaker and Kane, and Austin had to declare a winner, so he just decked the two of them, which done the two of them, and just counted a three count.
Aye, he was the ref.
Aye. My favourite contract sign ever. Remember the time Triple H was meant to, they were supposed to sign it, and then there was no physicality after it. And like a bit of sign and it's like a smash fuck out. I can't, was it Austin? And then he looked at the contract, it was only so. One H, and they put the other two H's, and he's like, oh, yes, that's signed. It's like, yes.
I didn't sign the contract, Vince.
That's quality.
Was it Vince?
I think it was
Jim Ross. How come you don't get fucking commentators getting their cunt kicked in every week? Mind Jim Ross used to be in a tag match every now and again.
I know.
Because the roster was fucked.
I think Vince just like taking the cunt out of him, but didn't he?
Oh, aye.
To see what he'd do. Yeah, I was like, fuck you, you dick, man.
Mate, fucking... Right, first couple of times you're like, that's a shame, don't do that. But JR kept going back. So you need to be like, JR, mate, you're asking for it.
JR's asking mate, for it. Maybe this episode JR was asking yourself. For it.
Jimmy, fucking chill out, mate. Jim Ross was asking for it. He's ripping the cunt out of you. I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid big bucks here, boys.
Big bucks. I know I have to just shout mad catchphrases. I can't shout whatever the fuck I want. I get to make up words.
Like, what's the worst thing he could make me do? Fucking shove my head up his arse on TV? No chance. Cunt's not that mental.
That's Undertaker doing it, isn't it? He's like, I'll kiss... No, I... Was it Undertaker kissed his... Was going to kiss his arse or something anyway? JR do it instead. I had to see you fucking do it. I'm sure it was that one. He was like, if I do it, you can do it. Because obviously Undertaker was the other thing. Would you kiss Vince's arse? To get your... If you were to get back extra work. Randy
Phil. A bit of extra work.
Randy Phil, we weren't as fan to come out the crowd as a fan and kiss Vince McMahon's arse on TV. But you're going to get your 15 minutes of fame on Monday Night Raw. But Vince, you will see Vince's balls.
Aye.
They'll be shown on TV. Aye. And he's going to fall backwards on you and the skin's going to stretch over your face.
Oh, no. I'm out. I'm out, baby.
Right.
We're at the Women's Triple Threat Women's World Championship match. Io Sky versus Bianca Belair versus Rhea Ripley because she just slapped her name on the contract. Yep. And then we got signed like the fucking the best contract signings. And you took it to Vince McMahon's arse.
I know. We went for Rhea Ripley to Vince McMahon's scrotum over the face.
Oh, no.
Yes. Right.
So who are you taking for the fucking Triple Threat? Michael has taken Io Sky to retain.
I'm taking Rhea Ripley.
You reckon? No. I'll go Bianca Belair.
Nice.
It's just so we all go something different. I really don't care about the match. This is all just about points.
Exactly. It's all about winning.
Aye. And then the fucking main event, WrestleMania Night 2. Absolute mental match. John Cena fighting Cody Rhodes for the title. Do you think Cena's getting it? Do you think he's getting his record title?
Aye, this is AEW versus WWE. WWE kind of have to now be like, right, Cody, you've had your bit. This is where it ends, mate.
Aye.
I think they have to.
So you think Cena's winning. Mikey thinks Cena's winning. I think Cena's winning. I don't think I'll be disappointed with either result.
No, neither will I. It's going to be a banger.
If Cody wins, I'm like, right, cool, fine. If Cena wins, I'm like, yes, he's got his fucking title reign. But do you think something else, something mental could just happen? Something The Rock related?
It's got to. There's got to be something big going to happen, do you know what I mean? It's WrestleMania, so we'll see.
I know.
Anything could happen at WrestleMania.
The Rock comes out.
See, I'd like fucking... Austin. Rock comes out, Austin comes out. That'd be exciting. Rock, Austin, then Triple H comes out. He's like, right.
Or what about, like, fucking DDP? The Rock comes out for Cena, fucking big DDP WWE, and then you've got fucking Cody and DDP who are, like, WCW.
Oft.
Mind, it was always, like, The Rock and DDP, the people's champ versus the people's champ.
Aye.
Oh, goosebumps.
Oh, oh. And he can get Cody ready for the Hall of Fame, get The Rock ready for the Hall of Fame. Get fucking every cunt ready for
get them all doing DDP yoga mid match.
Exactly.
Ignition Brothers.
Aye. Safety zone, all our heart rates are too high, boys.
Aye. So everybody's going Cena. Right, cool. That'll do us then. That's fucking.
Is that it? Is that the other episode?
Mate, what you're about is that it? John Cena versus Cody Rhodes.
I know that was big. That's big
everybody,
stuff.
Everybody, I know, but
we're going to Mania. That's going to be up before Mania.
We just want Cena to win. Like, I never thought I'd ever want Cena to win a WrestleMania main event.
I know, this is great.
Never thought I would say
Cody's
that.
Cody's made us want things we've never wanted before. Ended racism. Fucking King's Cody Rhodes has done for the world. Honest to God, that guy.
If John Cena wins, are you going to cover your Cody tattoo?
I'm jizz.
Alright then, I'll catch you later, mate. That's all for this episode. Bye!
Nobody's want a long episode.